Parshas Mishpatim, we read two of the most venerated words in all of Tanakh, Na'aseh v'Nishma, the words Klal Yisrael proclaimed when they were asked if they would accept the Torah. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, B'shar she'akdimu Yisrael Na'aseh l'Nishma. As soon as Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh before Nishma, as soon as they declared, we will do, even before saying we will listen, 600,000 malachim descended from heaven, and Karshur loy Shnei Kesarim. They tied two crowns to the head of every member of Klal Yisrael, one for saying Na'aseh and one for saying Nishma. Why were they rewarded specifically with crowns? Why not diamonds? Why not the latest model Tesla? What do crowns symbolize here? And the Sfas Emes offers a very powerful insight. The Medrash says famously that Hashem offered the Torah to all the other nations of the world, but they all rejected it. They claimed that its laws were incompatible with their lifestyles. In essence, they were saying, we are rooted in theft and murder. We are steeped in immorality. We do not want to change. We do not want to go out of our comfort zone. However, when the Yidden were offered the Torah, they said Na'aseh v'Nishma. They were essentially signing a 613-page lifetime contract without even reviewing it. They signed the check and they said, Hashem, you fill in the amount. They signed the ultimate blank check, demonstrating their unwavering commitment to the Torah. Essentially, what they were implying, we are willing to rise above our natural tendencies. We are willing to go beyond our limitations. So Hashem responded, Mida Keneged Mida. He said, you are willing to transcend your limitations? I will give you something that is also above natural limitations. I will give you my most prized possession, the Torah, a document that is also supernatural. Says the Sfas Emes, now we understand why Klal Yisrael received crowns. A crown embodies this very principle. Since Klal Yisrael went above their natural limitations and they said Na'aseh v'Nishma, Hashem gave them a crown that sits above a person's head, symbolizing the idea of going above and beyond a person's natural boundaries. What a beautiful idea from the Sfas Emes. Going out of your comfort zone does not require radical change. This week's parsha begins Ve'eila HaMishpatim. Parsha's Mishpatim introduces many laws that govern a Jew's daily life. Rashi explains, Eila Pasal as a Rishonim. Eila is a Mu'at. It excludes what came before it. And perhaps Rashi is hinting at a deeper idea. Eila, if you exclude and eliminate even one bad habit, if you take even one step out of your comfort zone and make a small change for the better, Pasal as a Rishonim. Hashem says, I will erase the past. I will nullify all the hardships and decrees you were destined to receive. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Kala'oina Aman Yeheshmei Rabba Bechal Koichai. Whoever answers Aman Yeheshmei Rabba with full intent, Koirin Loi Gezar Dinai. In Shemayim, they will rip up any evil decree against them. One minor change, one single moment of Kavana, and 70 years of heartache can be erased. And with that, I'd like to share with you a fascinating story. A non-observant Jew once walked into an Orthodox shul in Dallas, Texas. He approached the front of the shul and introduced himself to the rabbi. And he presented the rabbi with a large donation. And the rabbi was stunned. The rabbi tells him, we needed another base medrash, and this is exactly the amount we need to build another wing for Torah study. Your donation will turn this project into reality. Thank you so much. But I have to ask you a question. What inspired you to give such a generous amount? And he says, Rabbi, a few weeks ago I traveled to Israel and I visited the Kotel. As I took in the sights, I noticed the Yishalmi Jew standing there and davening with silent devotion. I had never seen someone pray with such intensity and meaning. I was mesmerized. But more than that, I was inspired. And right then and there, I made a promise. When I get back home, I will donate to a shul in the honor of that Jew. When I returned home, I thought to myself, if that Jew lived here in Dallas, where would he daven? Obviously, in an Orthodox shul. So I opened up the Yellow Pages, and the first Orthodox shul listed was your shul. So here I am, fulfilling my promise. What a story. That one moment of Kavana had a cosmic impact. That Yishalmi Jew had no idea that his one sincere mincha would inspire a fellow Jew across the globe. And the story doesn't end there. Over time, this man became observant and continued supporting Torah institutions. His single act of generosity set off a domino effect, leading not only to his own transformation, but to the transformation of all his future descendants. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.